what happened was that my mother has had quite a bit of cancer since my father died last year at Easter. It was quite unexpectedly, but the week after they buried my father, my mum had to go to Roscommon, and then she spent 5 weeks in hospital in Galway, getting quite a lot of extensive surgery done to try and remove this tumour. She also had 6 weeks of radiotherapy in Galway, and it finished in October, and then in December she got news that the cancer had spread, and they were transferring us to Cork University Hospital for the treatment, because Cork is the only place in Ireland that can do this treatment for my mother. Now, we'd arranged to get the flights booked last Thursday with the nursing staff down in Cork, and on the Wednesday night we were told Carrickfinn Airport contacted me and said that the flight was cancelled and they were going to put a bus on for us. But I told them at the time that the bus was no use, because I'd arranged to get another bus down to from Dublin to Cork for mum.
And once that once the Donegal to Dublin part of the journey fell through, well, then the entire journey fell through, and therefore this incredibly important appointment was lost.
This whole appointment was lost. When we get the news a week before Christmas, my mother understood from the doctors in Galway, wrongly, that the cancer was, we thought it was terminal. My mother had got herself totally psyched up for this appointment. She'd gone down to the hairdressers and got her hair done. She was all prepared. And then when we got the call just after 8 o'clock, she was absolutely devastated. And at the time, I had to try and get in contact with the nurse in Cork and advise her of what had happened. And I didn't honestly know when they were going to give us another appointment.
Now, obviously, you know, aircraft can be susceptible to technical issues like any other mechanical vehicle, but with three cancellations and three problems already in January would point to a bigger problem, and it's not just you being affected, of course.
Well, that's right, and when I went over to Carrickfinn Airport, I actually got in contact with the airline, and the airline said to me that I could fill this form in online. And I told them that I had three separate stories that were given to me. One was that it was a technical fault, and the piece of paper I got when the flight was cancelled from Carrickfinn says that the flight was cancelled due to no crew. Now, if you get an aircraft that's cancelled due to no crew, then that is the airline's responsibility. Dublin Airport is Aer Lingus's hub, so they should have crew, additional aircraft, anything, you know, to make this flight go.
Well, Stobart Air, obviously, because of the type of PSO contract and what have you, they had to tender for this contract. And I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I presume that you feel that you wouldn't tender for a contract unless you had plans in place to cover technical issues or staff absenteeism or what have you.
Well, that's it. I mean, when Stobart Air's, Aer Lingus, whatever you want to call them, when they took over this PSO contract, they knew the type of route that they were applying for. And what I would really like to know is who at Aer Lingus decided to cancel this flight. They don't realise that the consequences, you know, of somebody down in Dublin cancelling this flight, it wasn't just a member of staff. It had to be somebody higher up the food chain, the likes of a manager or a supervisor or whatever. I don't think that they realise that a lot of people in Donegal depend on this flight for hospital appointments and, you know, other very, you know, important things. And the consequences of this could be absolutely catastrophic for my mother.
Your mother has another appointment, but clearly she's lost faith in Stobart Air.
Indeed. We've actually got an appointment to see the doctors next Thursday, but my mother has decided that she wants to go down to Dublin on the Wednesday night, because she's determined that this disaster is not going to happen again, and she's panicking about that. If this, you know, if she can't get down this time, that the cancer is going to be untreatable, and none of us want that at all.